You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Greater Auckland, formerly known as Transport Blog, are criticising Auckland Transport's preferred option for inner-city bus routing. Revealed in AT's Indicative Business Case report, the preferred routing would not only be bad for buses and congestion, but for business as a whole in the centre city, contributing towards a negative benefit-cost ratio. I spoke with Greater Auckland editor Matthew Lowry about their criticism, first asking what exactly AT's plan on routing is.
Yeah, so Auckland Transport recently consulted on some midtown bus routes. So their preferred option was that buses coming in from the Isthmus, so you know, Mount Eden Road and Remuera Road and some of the other locations, would travel down Wellesley Street. So they turned down at about AT, travelled on Wellesley Street, all the way down to Victoria Street, down by Victoria Park, then turn around and come back along Victoria Park and Simon Street. So that's kind of similar to what some of them do now. So that was their preferred option. We preferred, and the better option that was to continue using Wellesley Street in both directions, and that was what was identified in previous plans as a better option, and also allowed for the building of the linear park, which is a big pedestrian space between Victoria Park and Albert Park, so particularly needed in the city centre to cope with the big increases in the number of people in the city centre and also the city rail link, because people will merge from there as well.
Why has Auckland Transport decided to change to this option, especially as there's been a lot of criticism surrounding it that it will effectively increase congestion within the centre city while not removing any cars?
Yeah, so we were critical of the plan, and what we've done is we've attained an indicative business case, or an early business case for the options that they've come up with. And what we found is that the business case didn't stack up for what they said. The business case even said that their preferred option was worse than other options. So the option of using Wellesley Street was by far and away the best option on the table, according to their own analysis, and that the Victoria Street option or shared option would be worse for buses, worse for cars, and actually had a negative benefit cost ratio. In other words, it cost more to build and operate than it was going to cost, or than the benefits that we gain from doing so. Basically, why would you even bother doing that? And what we also found is that in the document that they had, they tried to remove references to that and hide that information.
Why do you think they would go about trying to hide this?
What appears to have happened is it all come down to the Auckland University and AUT, and that those two organisations are opposing having buses on Wellesley Street. And so rather than follow the analysis, which says what is the best option, they've basically made a decision and made it with those organisations and agreed that they'll ignore all evidence and proceed with the worst option, just simply to keep them happy.
So effectively what we're seeing is shareholders leaning onto Auckland Transport. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, that's right, absolutely right. So those stakeholders have leaned on Auckland Transport and persuaded them to accept an inferior option that actually will be worse for users, worse for ratepayers, worse for car drivers. That's worse for everyone, just simply just so they don't have buses next to their campus, and even though their buses are there already.
Yeah, just going back to this indicative business case, part of the Auckland City Council's centre city revamp is to create a linear park down Victoria Street, but this Auckland Transport proposal goes completely against it. Why would they do this?
Again, it's because of the opposition from the universities to having buses on Wellesley Street, they're having to put them on Victoria Street, which then prevents them from being able to build the linear park as envisaged in the various plans. We've also seen information in the past that the university, Auckland University anyway, have opposed the linear park as well. They've also opposed other pedestrian improvements, including improving Quay Street for people on the waterfront. So they seem quite opposed to improving the centre city of Auckland for people. And which is quite odd, given that most of their students are the ones that benefit from this. So our employers in the area and the people in the area, there are more people living in the centre city now than drive there every morning. And that was something that didn't exist even 5 years ago. So we're seeing big changes in the city centre, and we need to be able to accommodate them with more space for walking and cycling to get around, because that's how most people are actually moving through the city centre.
Most definitely. Part of this ICB, there are a number of options that were proposed. Would you be able to run us through a few of these?
So they started off with what they call a long list. So they looked at a whole range of combinations of using Victoria Street, Wellesley Street, and Cook Street and Merrill Drive. So they looked at each one individually and also various combinations of them. And they then also looked at various combinations of where they could terminate buses, whether they terminate them in the city, potentially in Grafton Gully, or perhaps elsewhere. And so they narrowed that down into a shortlist, and the four shortlisted options that they came up with were Wellesley Street. The buses would use Wellesley Street in both directions. That was the best option that they came up with, according to their analysis. They then had one that used Wellesley Street, but for buses heading out of the city, would use Wakefield Street for a little bit. So some buses do that already, and so that would do that, but that moves buses a little bit further away from the University of Auckland. They also then looked at options where they split them, so buses would come in on Wellesley Street and go out on Victoria Street, and there was two options there that they did, and there's different combinations of that between the buses from the Isthmus and buses from the North Shore. And so they looked at those four options and they narrowed it down. Now the two worst options were the options that used Victoria Street, and those are the only two that they were prepared to progress to the next stage, and it was because of that stakeholder feedback which opposed using Wellesley Street.
Which one of the options would Greater Auckland advise the one to go for?
It was called option 1B, which is using Wellesley Street. So use Wellesley Street in both directions, and it means that buses would travel up the little slip lane between Wellesley Street and Simon Street that rises up there, buses would use that to get up to Simon Street and head out of the city. So that would be that is by far the best option, both from the analysis and from the analysis of Auckland Transport and previous work done by the council and Auckland Transport to assist this work.
Essentially, this is the option which would reduce the most amount of congestion in the city. Am I right?
Well, it provides the most reliable journeys for bus and quickest journeys for bus users and public transport users, and also allows the linear park and keeps buses away from Victoria Street, which is meant to be there, will be there for cars. So it's better for buses, better for pedestrians, and it's better for the car drivers too. So it's the best option all round by far.
Now that this criticism has come out of their IBC, how do you think the council will respond to this? Do you feel like they're going to change direction back to what they had initially planned as the best option, or do you think they'll still stick with, what can be seen as the most detrimental?
This is another interesting facet of this whole issue, is that the council have supported the option of the buses on Wellesley Street, and Auckland Transport ignored that. They've ignored the plans from the council and done their own thing. So I think it's going to be quite interesting. The Auckland Council, in my view, needs to step up and really show Auckland Transport who is actually in charge here. Is it the council or is it Auckland Transport? Auckland Transport are meant to be a council-controlled organisation, and are they going to effectively be going rogue at the moment and doing their own thing? So, will the council step in and control that? Will we have to wait and see? But we'll obviously be waiting, and I think what this information shows is that Auckland Transport have been performing badly in this regard, and they're not doing the right job. And the question really is, are they going to quickly admit that they're wrong, or are they going to try and drag it out and eventually admit they're wrong and look even stupider in doing so?
When we tried to approach Auckland Transport this morning for comment upon this article, they stated that what has been reported is only an initial plan and one which is currently in consignment. How do you respond to this?
Well, the analysis is pretty clear, and that suggests that they're trying to then fudge the numbers to get their case over the line. But the analysis is pretty clear that all the various metrics that they used to assess it on, that Wellesley Street was the best. So you've got the situation where all the analysis says Wellesley Street is the best option. You've got the council saying that they want Wellesley Street because they also want the linear park to be built in the city centre, and they want improvements there as well. You've got they had over 2,000 submissions on the linear park, and we know that because many of them came through from Generation Zero, a form that they created, we know that almost all of those are in support of buses on Wellesley Street and keeping the linear park option available. So you've got the public, you've got the the analysis, you've got the council all saying they want one option. So, you know, are Auckland Transport going to ignore all that, or are they going to continue to push on because of some cosy arrangement they've got with the universities?
Yeah, this does put Auckland Transport in rather a sticky situation between the public and their shareholders.
It'll definitely
be interesting to see sort of where they will take their direction, if they'll take this as constructive criticism or continue along the path of sort of satisfying their shareholders.
Yeah, we've sort of seen this showdown a bit before with when there was a Hutakawa issue at St. Luke's Interchange, where Auckland Transport wanted to cut down some large, well-established trees to create a slip lane in that case, that they eventually backed down. And in this case, the public support was against what they were doing. The council, or the local boards at least, were against what they were doing. They eventually backed down on that, and that they arguably had a strong case to keep doing it on that regard. Now, the backing down in that case was the right thing to do. But with the case in the city centre with these buses, you know, even the analysis, all the analysis says that what they're doing is the wrong option. So, you know, they're in a very, very weak position, I think, to try and push on with what they're doing, what their preferred option was.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.